And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trade. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 9:25, up 5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:75, up 4. March, 8:98, up 6.5. May, 8:97, up 6. July, 7:84, up 6. September, 7:86, up 3. On the open. December corn opened at 395.5, up 3/4 on the open. March, 413 up 1. May, 423 up 1/2. July, 430 up 1/4. September at 433.25, down 1/4. December, 436.5, unchanged. March of 2009, 440.25, down 2.25 on the open. January beans opened at 1103 up 4.25 on the open. March, 1121 up 3.25. May, 1129 up 3.25. July, 1131 up 2.5. August, 1115 up 4. September, 1078 up 5. November, 1039 up 3.25 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 302.30 up 270 on the open. January, 305.50 up 220. December soybean oil opened at 45 even, down 25 on the open. January, 45.50 down 14. At the Merck, December live cattle opened at 93.90 up 5 on the open. January feeders, 106.30 down 5. December lean hogs, 55.40 up 25, and February bellies open at 90.25 unchanged on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, this week we have the Dow moving above its 200-day moving average, as well as its long-term trend line. We also had the same in the S&P 500. This morning we had the jobs report out, 94,000 new jobs in November compared with the trade expectations of 90,000 jobs. We have a firming U.S. dollar, although down a little bit today. What does it all imply for the Fed next Tuesday?
Well, for the Fed next Tuesday, because the October non-farm payrolls were revised up, Dave, that was pretty bullish. And if you throw on top of that, and I should say bullish the economy, if you throw on top of that the GDP numbers we got last week and also some of the other smaller numbers that we've been getting here, and the fact that the Treasury has been coming in along with Fannie Mae and helping some of these people that may be foreclosed on, I think you're seeing kind of a surgical removal of a tumor in terms of the credit problems and the potential financial problems we'll have if we don't get the housing issues straightened out. And I think what's happening is Bernanke is shifting over to the Treasury and Fannie Mae some of the responsibility. And I think what this all adds up to, along with what you talked about with the technicals and the dollar and in the euro and some of these outside markets we all been tracking, it would say, does Bernanke really have to go more than 25 basis points in a cut? And the Fed futures has already got that 100% factored in by where they're trading right now. They've even got a 35% likelihood factored in that he'll go a full 50 basis point cut. Now, some of the people on the CNBCs and Bloomberg this morning were thinking that they'll still do 50 basis cut just so that they can put the icing on the cake and say, we're not going to let the economy go downhill. I'm probably more of a contrarian because he comes from academia, and I think he probably thinks he needs that to keep his powder dry and needs to keep that next rate cut, the big one, in reserve until he sees concrete evidence that the economy is slowing or that what the Treasury has done is not working for the mortgage market. So that's our first take on it. If that's the case, and we see the reaction here in the short term in the grains, they're up today, but they'd probably be up about double what they are right now, we suspect, Dave, because of what the traders have been looking at since Wednesday when we didn't follow through to the downside. It seemed like a lot more people got revved up to buy the grains after Wednesday's close, but with the Treasuries breaking their trend line, with the gold now testing its support line, with the crude heading back towards within 20, 25 cents of its 50-day moving average support now, that becomes a lot more wishy-washy up there in Chicago, and the gains aren't holding as well, I don't think.
Do we make a case that Bernanke doesn't do anything in December?
Unlikely that he won't do anything, because then he'll be criticized by both sides. So he probably, since the futures market's already got 25 basis points factored in, he can comfortably do that and not take heat from either the Bush administration or the Democrats, you know, at this point. And I think the case has been made that he does want a second term, when his term comes up, and I think that's probably right, because he's going to have to go through another president for sure, and he probably wants a couple chances to get it right.
Let's look longer term, and let me ask you whether you believe that futures prices in the harvest months, November beans, December corn next year, will be at $11 and $5 respectively at some point before we put seeds in the ground.
I don't think you'd have that kind of a ratio, Dave. I think you'd probably be more like $5 D's corn and $13 Nov beans, because the ratio right now at 2.3 would not be buying many bean acres right now. The profitability on the corn is still greater in the heart of the Corn Belt, and there's a big question starting to brew about glyphosate prices next spring and coming up here, whether they may even double coming up, and that's very early to talk about, but at least we've gotten some information that that's a possibility, so we want to pass that on. But I guess our mindset would be at $13 beans and $5 corn in the new crop, that would be more of a 2.6 ratio, Nov bean Dees corn ratio. That would make more sense, given that our U.S. supply and demand is so heavy on corn and so light on beans. So our mindset would be, if you get the interest rate markets and the weather continuing to support, then the beans can head higher. But I would much rather prefer that the front-end futures have a correction before they start marching higher, because I'd have a lot more confidence in it. And I can't not discuss the tie-in with this question of the idea of China. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely paramount that we watch China's drought. Even China Daily has said that it's the worst drought in 50 years in China. So it takes away the 70s drought, takes away the 60s drought. We're talking about the worst drought in 50 years over there in a large section of China. If that continues, along with their inflation and the Olympics, then it brings to fruition the possibility of these prices of what we're talking about here right now. So as a whole, though, shaping up 2008, it's shaping up to be a big weather and supply market. Demand's getting crunched due to the price. The effort is being made to increase supplies. Absolutely, that's the case in most areas, and that's underway, but weather has constrained it. And so for us, 2008 is, because of your question, as a possibility due to weather and supply, 2008 has to be for us a sell and defend year.
So with that in mind, what should we be doing right now?
Right now, we're pushing harder on our 07 sales, Dave, especially in the corn. I mean, we've had January puts under our last 20% to 30% of 07 beans. We're going ahead and doing March puts, 10 to 15 cents a cost, to cover our 50% in the bin of our corn of 07. I guess what we're leaning towards here is that we would like to see a correction. We think a correction is overdue for the health of the markets. We think it'd be a front-end lead correction, because we think the demand has come on strong and exporters have bought ahead because the dollar turning and the shipping rates going down. So we'd like to see a front-end correction, but we're going to be very respectful and not overdo the sales at all in 08. So we're not adding to any 08 sales now, just trying to button up our floor price in 07.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in Chicago, December wheat at 875 up 4, July 785 and 3 quarters up 7 and 3 quarters, December corn 395 and 3 quarters up 1, the December at 437 up 1 half, January beans 1106 and a half up 7 and 3 quarters, November of next year, the harvest month at 1041 and a half up 5 and 3 quarters. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, He reminds us that a prolonged period of an icy mix of precipitation is expected across northern and many central portions of the two-state area, the worst of which is expected Sunday into early next week. Many locations could experience a significant accumulation of ice. Today, in northern Illinois, partly to mostly cloudy. Elsewhere in the north and central sections, cloudy. In the south, cloudy with scattered rain showers arriving. Highs ranging from 25 in far northwestern Illinois to 45 degrees in the far south. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.